We also applaud this campus, the University of California, San Diego, for its cluster hiring program, an effort to bring more American Indian teachers into the system. The great Shawnee leader, Tecumseh, feared the intrusion of settlers on his land. Will we not soon be driven from our respective countries and graves of our ancestors, he asked. Will not the bones of our dead be plowed up and their graves turned to fields? The University of California, San Diego, hopes to rebuild University House, also referred to as the Chancellor's House. The house is located on an Indian cemetery in La Jolla. Kumeyaay elders refer to the place as Skeleton Hill because before homes were built on the site, heavy rains often unearthed human remains. Archaeologists over the past 80 years or so have confiscated remains of 30 of my ancestors from the cemetery. Most were taken before the university purchased the property in the 1960s. The remains of at least three people were removed by the University of California archaeologists and loaned to Smithsonian Institute for Scientific Study. The Smithsonian already has in its possession the remains of some 18,000 American Indians. We also understand items and artifacts from the University House property are being stored in San Diego Archaeological Center and Museum of Man. Our efforts to learn the truth are difficult because the university has not cooperated with the Kumeyaay Cultural Repatriation Committee and an attorney of one of the tribes. The Repatriation Committee is comprised of a dozen Kumeyaay bands, including Viejas. The bands have sought the remains of ancestors from this cemetery for nearly 20 years. There are laws governing the development of Indian grave sites, most notably the Native American Graves Protection Act, Protection and Repatriation Act of 1990, and the state version of the law passed in 2001. There are also other state and federal laws governing excavation and development of Native cemeteries and sacred and ancestral sites. I won't go into the details of what I believe is a complex issue. I don't have the legal background. I will say that the University Repatriation Committee at one time took the position the site was not a Kumeyaay cemetery because one skeleton unearthed dated back more than 9,500 years. The University Repatriation Committee's own archaeologist, Dr. Susan Hector, refuted that contention. I'm hurt and I'm disappointed. Why can we Kumeyaay people want an accounting from the university of the remains taken from that cemetery? We want the university, its repatriation committee, the university system, and the office of the president to explain to members of the Kumeyaay Repatriation Committee why the university will not return my people to the remains of our ancestors. If the university rebuilds University House, we want them not to desecrate any more burial souls. The university has an obligation to pursue alternative engineering and design methods that will allow the work to be done without disturbing remains. They're required to do this under state law. We look to our institutions of higher learning to lead the way. We want to be certain the University of California, San Diego is not only following the letter of the law, but the intent and the spirit of the law. We want to be certain that the University of California, San Diego is not only doing what is legally right, but what is morally right. Finally, we want the university system to establish a policy and procedures on dealing with Native repatriation issues that includes participation by American Indians. Indigenous peoples are not subhuman. We're not savages whose remains are to be ripped from their graves, probed in a laboratory, encased in glass, and displayed in some museum. We don't want our ancestors left to decay in museum drawers in the basement, neglected, and certainly alone. We We want non-Indian archaeologists and ethnologists and the academic community to treat my ancestors as they would treat their own, with respect, foresight, and dignity. That is how my people would treat their ancestors. If we had some of your remains, we'd certainly treat them with respect and dignity.